Why is the spiritual sense of touch important? We have a teaching called the five sensations of the spirit man. You may have heard that tape before. The five different sensations of the spirit man, that there is the we all know there's a green light and a red light. But there is a green light, there is two red lights, and there is two green lights, a red light, and two orange lights. Five different sensations. So how do we tell the different sensations in our spirit? The pressure, the heaviness. When sometimes you're walking in God or you're praying, you sense a grief. What kind of grief? Is it, you know, is it the grief, a prayer burden? Is it a grief because the Holy Spirit is grief? What kind of grief are you struggling with? So those are areas of the five sensations of the spirit man that you struggle with when you want to flow forth and fulfill in God, and you're just not sure how to fulfill, whether it's embrimeomai or you know, stenazo, and all these words we have touched on before, on the five sensations of the spirit man, how Jesus wept, and how Jesus felt that authoritative feeling, and in Romans 8 it talks about the groaning, and all these areas we have covered and taught. There are different sensations in the spirit man. To the young Christian, they only know two: red light, green light. But as you grow in God, you realize there is a two green light. There's a green light, there is a stirring in your spirit. How we got this teaching was I did a study on the spirit man. And everywhere where the word pneuma came about, I studied in the Greek. And I found that where the scripture says something has happened in the spirit, I note it down. And in the end found that there were about five different areas. Maybe for the benefit of those who have not heard those teachings, better just read at least the scriptures through, right? So first of all, let's consider the Gospel of Mark. You have your Gospel of Mark here. Gospel of Mark. And chapter 5, verse 43. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat. Now the word strictly is one of those Greek words that are applied when Jesus was having a sensation in the spirit. Also turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. And we see when those people were healed by Jesus, that Jesus told the leper whom he healed in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Get all those verses together. After the leper was healed, Matthew chapter 8, let's look over here in verse 4. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." And Jesus commanded, and that word commanded is tied up to the other word strictly in passages on Jesus commanding them to not to do anything about it. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And look at verse 34. Then looking up to heaven, I'm just giving the verses, right? Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. Then in Mark chapter 8 verse 12, but he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Now the word sign in verse 12 is, you notice the words there, in the spirit. That's how I got all this teaching, a sensation in the spirit. It is mentioned in his spirit. It's the Greek word anastenazo. So then I trace the word stenazo in every other occurrence and found it like in Mark chapter 7, etc. So there's one sensation called stenazo. And then there is also found in the Gospel of John chapter 11. John chapter 11. In verse 33, it says, therefore when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Notice it says something is happening in his spirit. Embrimeomai is the word. Embrimeomai. That's another sensation. And of course the incident in the book of Acts. The incident in the book of Acts. And that's the one in Acts when Paul was waiting for Timothy to come to him. That's found in Acts chapter 18. Verse 5. Paul was constrained by the Spirit. Again, there is a Spirit, but in some translation it is a small s. But as we are taught, it's both a small and a big s in the meaning. Chapter 17. In verse 16, now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw the city was given over to idols. There is the word provoke in the spirit. We don't have time to go into this teaching on this sensation of the spirit, but it's just sufficient for you to know that we are talking about sensation in the spirit that can be heightened and increased. Why is it that some people are more sensitive than others? James chapter 5 gives us the key, because James chapter 5 is talking about developing the inner sensation of feelings within the depths of our spirit. And first of all, he says, if we are drowned out by the pleasures of this life, the pleasures of the physical body take over our life, then we cannot sense that inner feeling as greatly. So in James chapter 5, his first few words are very fierce. He rebuked people who seek pleasure in luxury and in the things of this life. Like in verse 5, you have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. So pleasure and luxury in the earthly life can dim us to the things of the spiritual life and the inner feelings within us. Then in verse 7 and verse 8, he says, see how a farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. And you also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. The next area is for the heart to be established. To be established means to be fully, firmly rooted and grounded in the love and in the peace of Jesus, so that there's no disturbance from your inside. Thirdly, is in the area of prayer, the depths of prayer. And in verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed, or prosuke, earnestly, that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prosecuted again or prayed again, and the heaven gave rain and the earth produced its fruit. In other words, Elijah, even though he had all these feelings, he was a man who could pour out his soul unto God. And in deep prayer, that's when the sensation is strong. He gives us the keys to move into those areas. Therefore, when our prayer life decreases, our prayer time decreases, our inner sensation also weakens and becomes inaccurate. So much so that we can be in error when we try to listen to those areas of the Spirit. So we have in the book of James chapter 1 to 5, a study on all the development of 5 inner sensations of our spirit man and our soul man, and how it can grow within us. And because in this area, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And also all the other beatitudes apply to the rest of this passage. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you that your grace and your mercy continue to be established upon our lives. Thank you, O God, that you have called us with a high calling. And we pray, O God, that even as we have sat in your presence and glorified you, we've asked, O God, that you establish the Word of God in our lives. As we sit here, Lord, in our physical bodies, with our physical 5 sensations, we ask, O God, that you quicken this night a realization that we have the 5 spiritual and soul sensations inside us, O Lord. So even if some of them are blind in their inner soul, or their inner soul is dull to certain areas of hearing or feeling or sensation or discernment, we ask, O God, that through your word you quicken a desire, Lord. That as we want our eyesight to be good, our hearing to be good, our senses to be good, our sense of smell to be working, our sense of taste to be working, we ask, O God, that you would quicken within each one here, Lord, a desire for their inner senses to work perfectly. So that each one of us who has spiritual eyes, spiritual nose, spiritual ears, spiritual sense of taste and spiritual touch, working 100% perfectly, Lord. For we are not people of the earth, O God. We are in the world but not of the world. And we shall ascend and live in the heights of the heavenly places, Lord. We are the heavenly men living in an earthly body. We ask, O Lord, that we may understand what Jesus said when he said, "He that is born above, seek the things that are above, Lord. He that is born from below, seek the things that are below." And we are not of the earth, but we are of heaven, born of the Spirit of God. Therefore, we will live the heavenly lives in the closest possible way, even while we are on this earth. We ask that you establish grace, peace, mercy, and love in our hearts, and seal this word in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together and sing that song, "To God Be the Glory."
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Don't forget, our next meeting is 31st of